Hello and welcome to Experience Share. My name is Stone Tanner.
Stonejourner? Is that it?
AKA Tanner Green Ring. That's it, yes. Stonejourner. Or Stonejourner.
Stonejourner. The Stonehenge.
Cutie.
Yeah, I think so.
Looks like the big rock monsters in Zelda.
Oh, Taluses? Yeah.
I am joined by my co-host, Joss Moth.
I don't know. I'm going to just say I don't know what that is. What one is that?
Sorry, you didn't have Frostmoth in your game.
Oh, Frostmoth.
That was Melanie.
Oh, yeah.
Was running a Frostmoth.
I like Frostmoth.
I got to say, man, we can have this out right now, right in the intro, if you want. The music's still, we've got a bed of music under us, but let's have it out right now.
Uh-oh.
Snom and Frostmoth.
With the butt face, Snom.
With the little butt hanging out of its little, like, ice cocoon. If you think of it as little legs and a little butt hanging out and not its, like, larva, like, feelers,
mm-hmm.
then it's kind of cute, right? But then it grows up into the beautiful Frostmoth. I think the whole line's a win.
I feel relatively neutral on Snom. I think if you think about it too much, it's probably not great. But
don't think about it too much then.
It's sort of a Charjabug category for me. I think
Charjabug.
I like that one. And so I think I like Snom, but I love this Frostmoth.
Did I say
what
AKA
a
Joshua
beauty.
Fjellsted?
I don't know. That's
oh,
me.
I have now.
All right.
Welcome, Joshua, back to the... What's this region called?
Galar?
The Galar region.
You're forgetting that now? Six,
yeah.
Seven episodes in?
I don't know. We are leaving... We're headed back to Hammerlock from...
Bologna? Balinea.
Balinea. I just hopped in the Corviknight taxi. I don't know what you did.
Well,
Did you go back through the magic mushroom forest?
Opal offered to take you back. I went with her.
Oh, right. Well,
we got carried by the sturdy young men or whoever carts are around.
Sounds like it's Wellington Smith.
We got in my Mudsdale horse bus. Yeah.
So we're here in Hammerlock. This time the route eastward is open to us.
Go east, young
Meowth.
Young Meowth. But first we have a somewhat disturbing recruiting that Opal tries to do for Bede.
Batty?
Yeah, to make Batty the new replacement gym leader. Opal casts one eye on Batty and is like, that's it. That's the talent that I need. Look at all this pink. Pink, pink,
well,
pink.
Well, we should say, like, we got grifted,
even though we got rejected.
Because we, like, the whole thing was like, if you get through my gym and beat me.
Right.
That's your audition for gym leader.
I know, and then...
And I, like, smoked her, but she was still
her.
Like, no.
That's
like,
not the talent.
She's got, like, a thing against foreigners or something like that. She knew I was from America, and she was like, not going to let an American come over and take over my gym. I think there's laws against it, too.
That must be it. It's like you can't run for president if you weren't born here in the U.S. Yeah,
I can't own property in Galar.
You know, Smith wasn't interested anyway. Becoming a gym leader, that's not profitable.
So Batty gets it because Batty's just like standing around, like not facing any consequences for his crimes that he committed just last time we saw him.
Yeah, he just got off with a slap on the wrist.
But you know what? I've learned this week that the entire Galar region sort of treats these priceless artifacts with a lot of sort of careless indifference. And we'll get into it when we get to wherever the hell we're going. Sir Chester.
Wouldn't they cut most of it out? It's just Sirster?
Sirster? We've got one of those up here in New England.
Thank you.
We've got a
Worcester. Worcester? Yeah.
Yeah.
Gloucester? Don't you have a couple? How do you say Gloucester like that film? Isn't it Gloucester?
Oh, Gloucester.
Gloucester, yeah. That's it. Gloucester.
We've got a Gloucester here, too, yeah.
Yeah. Trimming the fat, just cut to the chase. The glue and the stir.
That's where they make Polar Seltzer, by the way. I think still my favorite seltzer brand. And maybe something that people
one is
outside of
tier.
New England don't even have. And what a, it's like not having the light of God in your life.
Yeah, really. I'm torn. I can't remember. I would have to taste both of them back to back again, but it's Vintage or Polar for me is number one. It's definitely.
I'm drinking a Waterloo now and I hate it.
Waterloo.
Oh, it's like the Target brand.
No. Ugh. I wouldn't anyway. Touch that 10-foot pole.
Where are we? Hammerlock, we're back. So we're headed east. Before we could even step foot out of the city, though, Hop is here. Ugh. Like, Hop, every time I encounter Hop now, he's, like, reeling off of some, like, embarrassing loss.
Yeah, like, he got, like, fucked up in Glimwood Tangle. Is what he's complaining about.
Yeah.
And then I think he couldn't even like figure out Opal's like gym mission. I mean, this guy's a fucking hack.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Like, that, like this, he's a Nepo baby that
our
Leon even stamped him and endorsed him to get into the race is like an embarrassment. And it's like, yeah. it's tainting the entire gym challenge that this guy is in here.
And his team sucks. He's like running a tree venant.
Trevenant.
So apparently he has friends, because I didn't fucking evolve trade that thing to him.
No. Who would?
Hemor is, I just said this thing was, you make me barf.
I think that was even last like episode.
Really good. Look at it. That little like tube coming out of its penis area. It's just awful.
Well, its penis area also? Oh, yeah, you're right.
I just hate the thing. He went all nasty in my version. I like Rillaboom, I guess. I mean, Bolton's great, but...
Yeah, what do I have? Snorlax. He had a Snorlax in mind.
He has a Snorlax in mind, too. Oh.
So, no, it's that he's got Cinderace for me. So, that's also... There's some fetish stuff going on.
Certainly. Well, it's not the only one this week, Joshua, because we have a pretty short couple of routes. Just Route 7 and Route 8 this week.
Root?
These games, they just like they don't really like give you much to do. They don't give you ever really throw you like a power plant or like a
we've got a kneecapped criminal organization. I mean the Team Yell is hardly even an organization.
Yeah, who am I even hunting? What am I just doing, a gym challenge?
I think that the post game like, is very what? Robust.
Am I taking down like a galactic criminal organization? No.
I know. Where are the would-be fascists, you know?
They didn't really give us a lot to work with, so it's just two short routes.
It's funny with, like, we complain about how none of the criminal organizations are as cohesive and straightforward as Team Rocket. But now that we're facing a lack of one entirely, I miss it. Now I'm bemoaning the loss.
I also have this to say. I know when Greg was on, he was saying like there was a whole controversy around the national decks.
Yeah.
But I'm so sick of seeing Pokemon that I like have seen in the games a million times before, like fucking Lunatone. Don't give me a Lunatone.
Yeah.
Don't give me a Boldore.
Bringing that back in.
Golett. There's nothing new or like original in this entire area. Is there anything from this generation? No. Not in Route 8.
Well, Route 7 had, or at least I saw Berserker.
Sandaconda. Oh, and Phalanx, I guess, was all over the place.
Well, should I get into it right now with Phalanx?
What?
That's Joshy's sweetie.
Oh, yeah.
Phalanx, what a delight. That is an inspired design, an inspired concept. And it looks like a Kirby enemy.
It looks like a Mario or a Kirby enemy. I like it. I caught one just because I was like, this is fun.
I caught one
and
too.
My recording studio is down in my basement and there's a centipedes all over the place down here.
Oh.
So it's like
your
more
own
centipedes.
Route
I think,
8.
I think in terms of just like organic mass, there is more centipede in this basement than human being at this point.
Oh, humble brag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the, I love how they go in and out of the little like caves, their tubes, and it's fun that they work together as one Pokemon and that their Pokedex entry in Sword at least is five of them are troopers and one is the brass. The brass's orders are absolute. That's great. the one up front is the brass.
Yeah, he's the one who gets to eat like berries and stuff. And everyone else just gets to eat like
the
whatever
scraps.
Nutrients are left over in the poop.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going the human centipede, Pokemon centipede. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
But yeah, it's fun. I like it. I like how the little arms become the shields over the eyes. Good. Well done.
Well done. Very cute. Yeah, there's not much else. Like, Route 7 is, like, criminally short.
I literally can't even remember what it looked like. Yeah.
Route 8 is a maze, and the corridors are so tight, and the Pokemon are so big that you're inevitably going to be, like, battling your way through Poniards and Girders and Bulldoors the entire way through.
Yeah, there was no avoiding
them. Latitude here.
No avoiding them.
What else happens on Route 8? Not much.
There are a couple of things that stood out to me.
Yeah.
I think it's not a danger. I don't know if it's quite as good as a banger, but I'm tempted to issue a trainer banger for colleagues Jordan and Allison, who are at the end of the grasslands part before you go into the snowy part by the campsite. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Which is just a office worker trope joke.
They're colleagues?
Yeah, they're colleagues. They were like,
Oh,
we're on our lunch break together. I don't know where they work, that they're out here in like business outfits.
I used to eat lunch in Union Square every single day, Joshua.
You think that this
it's
is
not
like
uncommon.
Union Square?
I guess I didn't
Route
like, leave the city.
Yeah. They're not anywhere near, unless they're, I mean, maybe they work at this campsite and it's some sort of like archaeological dig,
sort of
but
like,
that was over
like,
by Stowlands.
They look like businessmen.
Yeah, they're in business casual outfit. I mean, if anything, business professional suits. But anyway, I like that they just make all their, they have like ground type Pokemon, I think a Berserker, Hippowdon, but I like that all their, I wish I'd caught more of that dialogue, but I like that they just make jokes about like office work, where the guy
like
at the end is
Facebook
like
group where everyone pretends to be in an office together.
Oh yeah, the office role-playing one. I like that the guy at the end is like, let me check my schedule, there's nothing to be gained by fretting over a loss. Like,
yeah, he's right. Wow. Yeah. Very centered way of thinking about it.
So I think that's funny. I like them.
Route 8 then goes from like these desert bluffs to frigid snowy wasteland.
Well, before that, I also wanted to point out that there was a Brie Van Der cameo at the campsite right before the snowy area.
Was
there
someone
that
harvesting, like, and trading?
Looking for like, some exotic new
Pokemon
to sell.
Exotic Pokemon.
And, this campsite operator, Brie Van Der, she's got all the Eeveelutions hanging out in there. Did
oh,
you go
cute.
In there?
No.
Oh, yeah, they're all there.
I should have done that, because when you get through Route 8 and you get to Sister, and you go into the Hotel Ionia, there's a woman here who's sort of like, I don't know, she's kind of coming for the Curry King crown.
Oh, wow.
She's from Kanto, and she's like, I'm going to bring some of the amazing flavors of Kanto over here to the Galar region.
I can't even, Slowpoke Tails? I can't even think of like one.
I mean, Slowpoke Tails, sure.
It seems like over the years, the Poke Earth has become a lot more open to like Slowpoke Tails, you know? It's like when Portugal was the first country that just legalized all the drugs. Like there must have been some region, maybe it was Kanto or Johto, that was like, you know what? We can't really stop
the
slowpoke tail trade. You know, fuck it.
We should at least tax it, you know?
Yeah. The state should at least get some of the cut here.
Yeah.
And now, because now they're like, you see them in like every region.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wish I had stopped, because I'm really like shaken by some of the negative reactions I've had to my curries recently.
Oh, I took a photo of this too. I got a new one that I think is like not great. I don't think it's terrible, but I got,
there's one that's terrible. One that's like,
you got the terrible one, I think, with your egg thing like last week,
what,
right?
Sour eggs.
I got, cause they sour were untouched. Your like sour cream eggs curry.
Yeah.
I got Woba Fett class this week for my spicy instant noodle curry.
That doesn't sound bad, though.
Yeah, it's like a, let me throw it in here. It's like a silver medal, it looked like. But you can see in the photo, they ate everything, you know?
Well, they'll eat everything. Okay, yeah, no. Woba Fett class is actually the second to bottom class. I got the worst class, coughing class.
I have not gotten the worst one yet.
For my sour egg curry. But Woba Fett is what you got. Oh, okay. Wow. They have all these effects, too. I didn't know all this stuff.
That they get experience points and
heals, refills, PPs, restores HP.
I think that it has to be the best one for PP, happiness. Which is what I wanted.
25% chance of spawning a wild Pokemon.
Oh, is that what? Which one does that? Is that the top tier?
Charizard.
Charizard. Yeah.
Here we are, sister. It's snowy here.
Yeah, this is the hot springs town.
I don't remember the name of the hot springs town, but fall. It was something with fall. Fall Arbor.
Fall Arbor. Something. Oh, yeah, back in, is that Hoenn? Fall Arbor town? Yeah.
That was the hot springs town. No, yeah. It wasn't. That was the meteor town.
Damn it. It is in Hoenn, though.
It is in Hoenn. It's right by Mount Chimney, but it's not the one with the hot springs.
Oh, my God.
Some of that stuff kind of gets through occasionally. Some of the plot points of this game.
So you can... if it's Lava Ridge Town, of course.
Lava Ridge.
Yeah. Hell of a town. I like this, too. Surster. Looks great. Steam coming off everything. A lot of freaks. A lot of freaks in this. A
lot
town.
Of freaks. Let's talk about one. Trainer Danger.
Yeah.
Hotel Ionia. I was just walking into people's rooms.
Well, as you're wont to do.
Engaging in conversations with them.
Yeah. Doing the ambassadorship that you the most. Being the New England cultural attaché.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I walked into one room and a man very quickly, kind of protectively, guarded the bathroom door. Right when I walked in. And when I asked why, he said, "My partner is a germaphobe. Okay. It's been taking a shower forever.
It's been?
Even though it's ground type."
Oh. Oh.
So I think he's having sex with a ground type Pokemon. Or I don't know.
What do you think it is?
Romantic partner, maybe.
Hippowdon with all those holes.
You're engaging. And I want to remind everyone, this isn't even us.
No, they're making this joke.
I walked into this room and he's like, my sexual partner is a ground type Pokemon. In the shower right
implied
now.
Sexual partner, yeah.
Sexiest.
I would definitely not go for ground type. That's a hard sell.
Oh, here, someone's already done it. Sexiest Pokemon for each type. Deancey. I guess.
Who's the influencer behind this list?
Deancey's certainly shaped like something. That I think could be gratifying.
I think
sexually.
So. Sexually. Yeah. I mean, you're also, I feel like there's not a lot of talent in this lens for ground type.
There's a pizza restaurant here in Surster. Hercules. Hercules. Hey.
Shut up.
I think he thought he was alone in the house.
Oh, and then he's
just kind
out.
Of like going ham.
Yeah.
I think it's fun for him, you know?
Oh, he was checking whether or not he could really, like, lose control. Yeah.
Because I think my wife's outside. There's also a pizza restaurant here.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they have a piece of, like, the original tapestry with, like, the two princes just hanging in the back wall. And if you ask them about it, they're just like, oh, yeah.
Oh, they got like a piece of the Bayou tapestry in here?
Yeah.
They pilfered
like right
it.
Right next to their pizza oven.
Pilfered it from somewhere.
Yeah.
Surster's got so much shit that they pilfered that they are like, you know what? This pizza restaurant could have something too.
It's literally hanging right next to a big poster of like a silly looking like pizza restaurant mascot.
Yeah.
What decadence?
A wealth of riches that they got from somewhere over here in Surster.
Yeah. Joshua, we should talk about our teams and go to the battle.
Okay.
After this break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joshua, welcome back. Bug catchers, welcome back.
Hello.
Let's talk about the teams that we brought
Cheers.
Into Sierra Gym this week. It was once again our two paths diverged in the woods, and I, being the better man, took the trail less taken. Is that Robert Frost?
Thought it was Poe.
He's New England.
Yes.
Take that.
Oh, you're right, Frost. Although it's derivative from the English expression to take the road less traveled. So once again, little new and old England.
You get some clown who looks like Tails.
Sort of a Johnny Bravo vibes, I would say, as well.
Yeah. Rock
Gordy.
Type.
Yeah.
Gordy.
Rock type. I won't spoil it yet, but yeah, Gordy.
I'm curious what your gym mission was.
A lot of energy from this guy.
My gym mission was definitely very ice focused.
Well, mine was very rock and ground focused, I would say.
So I had Melanie, who's an ice type.
And was she a nice type?
Yeah, she's another hot mom. Is that what you're asking me?
Because that seems to be something you've really honed in on.
It's not me, it's the game.
This game.
They're just like, we're just going to put a bunch of hot moms in there. Okay?
She seems like she has a thing for Frost Moth.
Yeah, she...
Based on her little outfit. Like, this is definitely a hot mom. Yeah. Oh, she's known as the ice cold professional.
She was easy. I beat her really easily.
Well, should we do our level check?
You just were talking about how easy it was to beat. You didn't even say your guy's
name. I said Gordy.
Oh,
you just
Gordy. You were just saying how easy it was to beat Gordy.
I implied it.
I had a hard time with Melanie.
Well, I do think, actually, both of them, yeah, and they actually share weaknesses. Both of these are not particularly challenging gym setup at this point, in terms of the type.
I didn't even have anything that was super effective against it. It's just,
oh, really?
Hard.
You don't have any fighting or ground moves? Fire?
I did. Yeah, I guess I do. I did go through the whole gym with Low Punny, who knows lots of fighting moves. I was just giving myself more credit than I deserve. Let's talk about the teams we brought into the gym, first of all, Joshua, in
level check.
Level check. Should I go first?
I think so. I mean, if you have any interesting movement?
No.
Other than those caused by Low Punny?
May, representing the great, very good, representing the great state of Maine, Clamshack, Crawdont, level 46.
Okay.
Representing the great state of New Hampshire, still, we're working on this one. I think this is the only state that's not locked in yet.
Oh, you feel you maybe are locked in. I guess.
On some of these?
Is this the sixth or the seventh gym? I mean, we're definitely in the end game here, aren't we?
I think so. This is a sixth gym.
Wow.
Representing the great state of New Hampshire, New Hampshire's Antique Alley, Poltegeist, level 47.
Sweetie.
Representing the great state of Vermont, thank you once again, Bugcatcher Nick, Furrier Affinity, Shiny Low Punny, level 49.
Wow, level 49? Oh, because it was kicking and punching, yeah.
The great state of Connecticut, Big Insurance, Greedent, level 51.
What?
Representing the great state of Massachusetts, how about them apples, Appleton, level 45. And from the great state of Rhode Island, Big Blue Bug or Beetle, level 46.
Did you spend some time in the wild area, or why did you
King?
Get more levels? Okay.
It's fun. I find the wild area fun and enjoyable.
I do too. I just, I spent a lot more time in the depths of hell this past week.
Oh yeah.
Diablo 4.
Yeah.
The new problem, the latest problem, stacks and stacks of problems with that and Tears of the Kingdom. And this Pokemon, in which I'm playing Wellington Smith, who has a pretty successful team. There's a lot of good ROI coming back from these investments.
They're starting to pay off.
Entrepreneurs, starting with Darby, Colossal, level 45. And then we have Cubit, which is now a Conkeldurr, thanks to you, level 45.
Mm-hmm.
Siemens, the Weezing, level 45. I don't think I took that out this whole leg.
Good.
Siemens did not spill out of my Pokeball this week. Shilabeer, the Mudsdale, is level 46. And then P.T. Barnum, Mr. Rhyme, is level 48 because it gets bonus experience from being traded. And it has Psychic now, finally. So we finally have a good Psychic move. So I'm definitely going to be seeing how he does in this next leg. And then I would say Sir Peel, the Corviknight, level 44, is officially on ice. I wanted to give it a shot, but if I were going to replace and bring in another industry, because private security,
as you cast your gaze out on sort of the industrial landscape, what's missing? Where are you soft?
We've had railroads. We've got concrete. We can build buildings.
Let's think of some of the biggest
energy.
Industries. Let's Google what are the
transportation,
biggest
transportation. Mr. Rhyme, you know, entertainment. I guess that's our general. That's not the big money maker, but you know, like you said in the other episode,
automobile.
We got to entertain the masses too.
Insurance, commercial banks, oil and gas.
Well, we got energy covered with Weezing.
Engineering,
even if it's clean energy.
Pharmaceuticals.
We could get into drugs.
Hospitals.
Healthcare. Healthcare or insurance? You've already got insurance covered.
Yep.
Something with, science, engineering. We kind of got engineering covered. We should probably, Smith should look into pharmaceuticals.
I think health, medical, pharmaceuticals, it's the second biggest industry in the United States.
We had refrigeration was an innovation back in the industrial era as well, so I can look into that. That's a get a lot.
Penicillin.
So I'm going to have to scour the Galar region.
I think it's great. I think private industry getting into healthcare is perfect and I think that's exactly what the healthcare industry needs.
This Galar's had that national health service for too long, and it's time to bring in some competition that only the private
perfect. Always
sector
works
could do. So I will be looking around in this next week. I want to put it out there. I think if I have to.
Utilities. Find yourself a Rotom.
Rotom could work for sure. That's adaptable.
That's like every utility all in one.
Water.
And I got to say, the state of Connecticut and Eversource, they make a lot of money off of me.
Yeah. Utilities are good. I'm going to scour. I think if I need to, if Smith needs to just lightly dip his feet over into that Isle of Armor of Isle, or the Crown Tundra.
It's been tempting a few times for me too, my man.
I might have
to resist the urge.
Because if we're in the end game here, I gotta finalize the industries. Corviknight's not cutting it.
Let's talk about your clown, Gordy.
Yeah, Johnny Bravo.
Was there any issues?
No. Other than Pokemon that had Sturdy, I am like 99% sure everyone was a one-hit KO in here.
Describe the gym mission to me, because I just want to see if it's the exact same as mine with a swapped tile set.
Mine was basically a desert landscape with rocks and like some platforms that had trainers on them. And you were given a item finder-esque device,
dowsing rods.
Yeah, that would vibrate
for cracks in the
whenever
ice.
You were
if
close
you went
to
over a crack in the ice,
a hole
fall through,
in the sand.
But you had to just wait for the vibrations to avoid the cracks in the
yeah.
ice.
Yeah, and then is the last
find
part
a way
of it
to the platforms where the trainers are
is the last,
the last
part of it
part,
like a sandstorm
like
or an,
with
a
ice.
Hail.
You can't
hail
see where
storm.
You're going.
I mean, fine.
All right, so
they phoned
thing.
It in that they're reflections of each other, but I did enjoy it just because I missed the dowsing machine. So.
It was pretty fun. I didn't mind it. And you have to kind of really take your time. And then you get to the end and you battle a hot mom. And she has a Pokemon that is my You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week.
Oh, finally. Who is it?
Ice Cube.
Oh, you're officially putting it on ice.
Awful.
And
lazy.
Was it Ice Face or Noise Face? A.K.A. as Greg pointed out on Twitter,
I hate
no ice face, but it is one word, noise face.
I don't like either of them, but it was ice face the entire time. I don't think it had the chance to go noise face. How does it do it?
And it also just still has ice on its face. It's just less ice. It's less ice face.
Maybe I think its face is just very chilly from being locked in ice for so long.
It is lazy. And what's the deal with
awful.
The one stupid like maverick hair that comes out of the ice on the top?
I don't know. I don't like it. I didn't enjoy the battling it. I killed it in one hit, I think. I just used low punny the entire time. It's level 49. Like, it just did low kicks and like aura spheres and shit like that. And if they tried to attack low punny, they just fell in love with it.
Right.
So
how could they
it's
not?
Just, it's an unstoppable force. Or I used Greedent.
Yeah, it seems like it with the big insurance.
I can just build up the defense, and then I've got some move now that I think is a fighting type move that gets stronger the more defense you have.
Hey, Tanner, here's a quick trivia for you.
Yeah.
What do you think Ice Cube is based on?
Oh, boy. Really tough one. Well, assuming, let's assume a few things, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Let's assume I'm four and have never heard of penguins.
Okay.
I don't know, Josh. What?
It is, according to Bulbapedia, it seems to be based on a penguin, which is a flightless bird, if that helps you.
Oh, interesting.
With an ice cube for a head.
Awful.
You understand ice cube?
Yeah, I understand ice cube.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's terrible.
Oh, ice is German for ice.
I knew that.
E-I-S. That should have been your fun facty. Yeah. Yeah, I hate that thing. What was this? I'm seeing something that looks pretty festive. Aside from the Frostmoth, the Gigantamax Lapras, that looks pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. I think Melanie was a pretty fun battle because she had a bunch of cool Pokemon, like Frostmoth, who we both agree is a very handsome little lady,
mm-hmm.
and Lapras, Gigantamax Lapras, which is cool because it's got like this floating song bars around it.
Yeah.
And its Gigantamax move is called Resonance, which killed a few of my Pokemon in one hit.
Oh, okay. So it was good.
And then Galarian Darmanitan, which is only annoying because it had Fire Fang and you forget that.
Oh, yeah, that's tricky.
But one of her gym trainers had Avalug.
I like Avalug.
That's cool. That's an old one, right? Or is that this gen?
No, it's from six. Gen 6.
Looks good in this gen. I was impressed. Anyway, I smoked the place, and now I would like to smoke you.
Oh, really? I faced no challenges this week. Gordy was a total hack.
Because we're going to pop on. We're going to battle.
All right.
And we're going to remember to say what's happening in the battle.
Of course, you want to battle when you have the leg up on the levels this week. Even though I crushed you like an ice cube last week. Ice cube.
All right. An opposing trainer has been found. Time for a battle. All right, the battle is beginning. Oh, we have to do the fucking, pick every single Pokemon again. Unbelievable.
It's like, why can't you just pick the first one? It doesn't matter what the order of the rest of them are in a single battle.
We're popping in. It's popping off. We're popping in. It's popping off.
What are you popping out first?
Smith versus Drew England.
Look at my cool new card.
Pretty cool. Mine will remain.
I got a little bit more aristocratic. It's Greedent versus Corviknight. Smeagol.
Okay, Josh put a time limit on.
I didn't mean to.
Screws in.
Oh, the stockpiling begins.
Sort of my move. And he's got leftovers on him.
God. This thing is a menace. Big insurance.
That Drillpeck's going to keep doing less and less damage. Ooh, that flinch sucks, though.
Yeah, I got a King's Rock out in Route 8, so...
Oh, I got that, too. I was immediately thinking if I could include a Politoed on my team at all.
I think you could have plenty more amphibious life on this New England team.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I was already surprised you didn't try to get a Toxel and Toxtricity in there.
I thought about it, but really the punk movement started in, I think, New York City, if anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, Boston had the Pixies, but what else do they have?
And that's stolen valor. I can't claim. It's like Corviknight.
You definitely cannot claim it. No, it's definitely New York or London. It's certainly not Boston.
Right.
When are you going to spit up? God, the drill packs just hardly do anything. And then one body press, you take out 2/3 of my fucking health.
Body press is the move that gets stronger the higher your defense is. So having done 3 stockpiles, my defense is through the roof.
Oh, so that's your new strategy.
This is my new strategy. And I'm unstoppable.
And you could just spit up at any moment and I don't know.
Or swallow.
Oh, God. Corviknight's dead.
He's a time bomb. and he's healing every turn. Unstoppable. Greedent. Who knew?
Nobody wanted to know. Here comes Conkler.
Oh, although, a fighting type might not be great.
I don't know. With all your fucking defense.
Oh, you G-maxed.
I gotta.
Son of a bitch.
I gotta try to fucking kill this thing. Even if I have to waste it now.
All right. Qubit has Dynamaxed.
Max Knuckle.
Punch from heaven.
God, and
barely did any damage.
Are you kidding me?
And it's super effective, and it barely did any damage. But your attack rose. Oh, and the body press took out more than a third of his health.
Nightmare.
Even in Dynamax mode. And I'm back up into green because of the leftovers.
A nightmare.
But maybe I can just sweep your whole team with Greedent.
Be able to live with myself.
Oh, I'm in the red. Maybe not. Now you're in the red, too.
Ooh.
I only have 48 hit points left.
Although I was concerned that you were going to swallow. Because I'll go first, right?
Yes. Yeah. I don't think I can shoulder 48 hit points, can I?
Nope. Greedent goes down. That was the only move I had. I had to go Dynamax.
I did just try to swallow.
That would have been curtains if you had pulled that off.
Big blue bug is in. Or beetle. And you are no longer Gigantamaxed.
No.
Thank goodness.
Oh, right. Yeah. There is no point of me swapping when I have 33 hit points. So that's it for Conkeldurr.
Conkeldurr's out.
Psychic. 4-5.
All right. In comes the big dumb one.
Colossal. Yeah, of course you're withdrawing. Here comes Lopunny. Doing a little razzle dazzle.
Heat crash. Ouch. That one hurt.
I can work with that. Lopunny is less than half health.
Oof, I thought low kick would do a lot more damage than that since it's supposed to do damage to heavy targets.
Yeah, and Heat Crash does it based on our difference in weight as well.
Well, Lopunny's out.
4-4. Clamshack. Now that's a problem. That's a problem. P.T. Barnum, Mr. Rhyme. We could both do a little dance.
Have we determined whether the face on his belly is his real face yet?
I think it's a dual face. It's at least dual face. Because I noticed the moves come out of it, which I don't love. But I think they share the same reactions. Oh, you're Dynamaxing that thing?
Yeah, it knows a pretty varied move pool, so I think I can tear through a few of your mon this way.
Well, I only have a few. Now I wish I had done what I almost did and not what I'm about to do.
Oh, freeze dry.
Ooh, freeze dry is still very good.
Yeah, I think Melanie knew freeze dry really takes a toll.
Oh, but fucking God, Flutterby or fucking whatever
Max
you
Flutterby?
Just. Not just one hit KO, Mr. Rhyme.
Oh, yeah, Clamshack also has leftovers.
I gotta go back out in that wild area. Find me a new industry and some new items. Yikes. I don't know what I'm going to do to this thing. Siemens! Louisa. Take a page
Crawdon
out of your book and use Toxic.
Crawdon is very slow.
Yeah, Weezing's even faster than that thing. Jesus Christ.
Ooh, I thought that was going to one-hit you.
Max Geyser got me down to 14? Oh no, now it's raining. Oof. Weezing goes down. Got a sludge bomb in there, though.
Yeah, well, he's already toxic, too, so I don't think Crawdon's long for this world. And that was his last turn as Dynamaxed.
But my remaining Pokemon are weak to water, so. Shillibeer. Mudsdale.
Shrinky, Shrinky. Baby Crab.
What? You went first? You're faster? Oh, come on. Oh, my God.
One hit KO. Shillibeer.
Was not expecting scald. You to be faster.
The only water move I know.
Would have brought in Shit, that was probably a mistake. I should have brought in Colossal instead.
Ooh, the toxic brought me down to 8 PP. Or
all
8 HP.
Got is a 92 hit point Colossal.
Okay, well, let's see who's faster. It's Clamshack.
Fuck. Right after you were like, oh, it's so slow. All right, KO.
I guess it's not as slow as a big pile of coal.
So the levels definitely made the difference here.
And the talent, I would say. I beat Josh pretty handily. I still have 4 Pokemon left.
Oh, wait.
Would you like to receive your opponent's league card? Yes.
Yeah, it's updated.
All right, so I'm all the right, champion of the season. I'm better at Pokemon than Josh.
For one episode.
And my team is the bee's knees. And let's call it a day, Joshua. Let's get out of here. This has been Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast. I have been Stone Tanner, and I am joined by my co-host, Joss Moth. As always, please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, and do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts, and do follow us at expsharepod on Twitter and Instagram. We share all of our screen caps each week, so you can see visually all of the things that we're discussing auditorily on the
podcast.
That's
right.
So do give us a follow.
And subscribe to our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, where
yeah,
you can
please.
Also participate in your own level checks. And also post some memes that are often making fun of us for our old age and our incompetencies with technology.
Yeah. They're just jealous that they're not as good at Pokemon as we are.
And you could also buy some merch at expsharepod.com.
Yes, Joshua, bugcatchers, cheerio, chip chip, Alola, goodbye.
Cheerio, chip chip, Alola, and smell you later.
Go west, young Meowth. Manifest destiny.
That's the name of the episode?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
The gang heads to Hollywood for the premiere of Pokemon in Love, and Meowth is forced to look back at his painful past.
Oh my god.